we are back. First 5 minute segment here, and normally we play like a special report or something. In fact, we got a John Bowne special report on Ireland, but we're not going to get to that now because we did get a call about the Second Amendment from Forrest in Minnesota. Forrest, you're on the air. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show today. I was wondering, what is going to be the future with the Second Amendment as it applies to arming drones and with this big Optimus robot push that's going to come out of Tesla and Elon Musk? Are we going to be able to, like, have, like, a little armed android, like a Star Wars kind of thing?
A Sentry?
Like a Sentry, because that would be, like, the ultimate security. You know what I mean? Like, to guard you while you sleep, guard your outside, guard your inside. If you had a Sentry outside and that scary thing was walking through your yard, you know, the Sentry would just light it right up, you know, and then we'll ask questions later.
Wait a minute. Do we want to light up the thing that's walking around in our backyard?
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay.
We want to light them up.
Maybe it's from another planet or another dimension and it's just trying to find its way home.
But you know what? You're turning me on here. I love this fact of this Sentry, having a drone that's armed. Oh, my goodness. I love this. You give me thoughts here.
Get enough, huh, Michael?
I'm planning things in my head right now. You know, a drone, armed drone around the house, you know, that can deploy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I love this.
Now me watching movies, and especially Star Wars, I remember the Order 66 that went out where the stormtroopers that were supposed to be friends with the Republic then turned on the Jedi and started killing them. So that's what I worry about with an armed drone or an armed Sentry robot is who programmed that Sentry robot? Can it be hacked? Can it then be turned on its master, supposedly? So those are all questions that we're going to have to answer in the next, I think, 5 years.
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's, you know, we've already seen the armed robot dogs.
Yes.
That go out. And then if you watch Black Mirror, our robot dogs are going around killing everybody.
We have the little robots, you know, walking around here in Austin, Texas, too, you know, on the corners and stuff like that. They're testing them out. I'm actually all for it right now. You know, so we'll see what happens. I definitely like the fact of having, you know, right now my dogs actually, you know, carry a gun. So, I have a gun mounted on one of my dogs when we're walking out in the neighborhood and stuff like that. Mike's like, hey, Mike, and Mike's dog with his gun.
Now, so I guess the question I could see coming out of this is, does the Second Amendment apply to an android? Does the android have a right to carry the gun?
It's going to be property, so I'm going to say no. You know, it's property. It's yours. Just like, you know, you having a gun on a dog, you know, that's your property. So that's like you carrying the gun.
Right.
That's your property. You're going to be responsible for it, that property, you know, what happens.
See, there's the gun on that one. Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah.
F-A-F-O. Don't take the truck.
Yeah. I think they were running from the dogs. And who knows why? This is in the future. But they're in England. You could tell because he's driving on the right side of the road. And there he's getting his information. He's talking to the people. But yeah. All right. Let's go to, we got a minute left. Dan in West Virginia, go ahead. Tell us about the Appalachian Mountains. Dan in West Virginia, you're on the air.
I got it right, Rob. I love you, but going to WVU, I figured you'd know most of all, you don't call it the Appalachian Mountains. It's Appalachian Mountains.
I call it both ways. You have 40 seconds now, Dan. Go for it.
Well, I've been trying for years to get y'all to play a certain song for your bumper music. It's Fired Up by Black Label Society. It matches InfoWars, everything y'all have done.
Is that Lynch? Is that Lynch, the guitar player in Black Label Society?
No, that's Zach Wilde.
Zach Wilde, okay.
Yeah. I figure y'all shouldn't have any problems with it because it's over 20 years old, but I think it's pretty fitting. But
And you called to just tell me it's Appalachian Mountains. Did you ever see anything like that in your backyard?
If something comes up in my backyard, if I don't shoot it, I'll tell them that it's that important, they can call.